Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, the tastiest radio show in Tucson. I'm here with Pastor John McLean of Common Good Media Group, Common Good Radio Show, Veteran Rescue Mission.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. That is a nice big up. I like that. I feel important, and that's all
you
I
are.
Need. Thank you.
And we have a very special guest here in the studio with us today. We have Sean Smiley of ercjunction.com.
Yeah.
ERC Junction.
And the name fits for sure. Absolutely.
Yep, he's always smiling.
Yeah, he is. He's one of the happiest guys I know, for sure.
I get it. Yep. No, yeah, that's why I have him back in the studio as often as possible
as well.
That
makes sense.
You know?
That makes sense.
And we have Glenn and Sally of The Cork. Now, this is one of the iconic, John, restaurants in Tucson. It's been around since 1966.
Mm, that was a good year.
And it was, I literally grew up down the street from, it used to be Jonathan's Cork, and it's been renamed the Cork. And this was the prestigious, when my parents said, hey, we're going to go to the Cork, this was the place, or Jonathan's Cork. Mm-hmm. You know, it was wow. Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to go with?
And they wouldn't let you go, would they?
No, they didn't. But I have been many, many times, and I'm super excited to have them here today. In fact, because they're here with such an incredible spread, we're going to do things a little differently.
Mix it up.
We're going to do John's Tasty Bites first. In fact, it's the my favorite part of the show, and we're skipping ahead a little bit, but the place to expand your culinary horizons. Glenn, tell us a little bit about what you have.
Today we brought in, it's actually our Wednesday happy hour special. That's actually, it's not a happy hour special. It runs through the day. It's a green chili pork stew. That's a very traditional, actually, it's Jonathan's old recipe, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. We tweaked it a little, we use Hatch chilies now.
Okay.
It's very, very popular, a little bit spicy. Lollipop lamb chops, this is a happy hour special. They're Australian lamb chops cooked medium rare, served on mashed potato with a kind of a play on an old English mint vinaigrette. We've emulsified it a bit, made it a bit thicker. It's delicious. They're very, very popular. And you'll probably notice these tiny shrimp here. They're U10.
They look more like prawns, actually.
Well, yeah. U10 wild caught Mexican shrimp out of Guaymas. They are huge. You get four to a serve. And it's crazy because I've never seen people eat shrimp cocktail with a knife and fork before. But a lot of the times at the restaurant, people take them out because they're so big.
You can't just eat one bite. I mean, you have to, you guys have to check this out on the YouTube channel. It's The Tasty Show 520. Super excited, and we're going to get some more pictures of that.
That's like at least three or four bites to eat each one of those shrimp.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to have shrimp cocktail, might as well do it up big.
Yeah.
And these, so there's four now. There used to be five, but it is so much more meat for the same price.
Oh, yeah.
So we haven't changed much. Mm-hmm. The new happy hour menu is really the one thing that we've changed since taking over in late March. So, and it is Australian lamb.
It is Australian lamb.
This is one thing that we like to emphasize because as an American, I never liked lamb.
Right. Well, the Australian lamb actually is a very different taste, flavor, and everything. And it's actually what I go to get because my wife's family's Greek.
Oh, right.
And
huge lamb eaters.
Grandma, you have to get the Australian lamb, otherwise it's not right.
Lamb, either Australian or New Zealand. It's what they eat. And it's a certain way, the way they're killed, which is not a great thing to talk about on radio. But
okay.
It's
humanely,
not,
of course.
Not going,
humanely, of old course. Age in their bed, reading them a bedtime story.
Right. Yeah, they fall asleep and never wake up.
That sounds like the Italians with the veal, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's not like that.
No, okay.
Fortunately, they've found more humane ways of doing veal now, which is great. But The lamb's not gamey at all. It's very tender, delicious. Nice. Very, very popular item.
Fair enough. Well,
that's cool.
Should we taste?
You just dig in.
All right.
I think it is the tasty show.
I don't even know where to start. And like, and I may being the like the pretend food critic that has like the palate of an 8-year-old, this is definitely the fanciest dish we've had in the studio yet.
Wow.
Yeah, and we've had some nice restaurants. We've had some great chefs in the studio, but
grilled lemonade
guys,
was pretty.
You
great.
Guys pulled out all the stops on this one for sure.
That's what we try and do at the Cork.
I can definitely tell just from this that when I do go to your restaurant, I'm gonna be knocked off my feet. So that's super cool.
Well, that is a lime crema on the drizzled on the top to go play off the pork taste.
Okay,
and then some cilantro just makes it so southwestern. So we're basically a southwestern seafood and steakhouse, and so everything we do has a little bit of a southwestern flair. And I know that Wesley met us when we were doing the culinary event before
Iron Chef of Tucson
competition, and he loved this dish.
I came back for seconds. I didn't know if I was allowed, but I was like, "Hey, can I get a little bit more of that, please?"
It's funny. We did nearly 900 serves of that in an hour and a half.
Wow,
it was crazy.
And we ran out.
Unfortunately, right. but it was very popular.
I can see why.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Okay, well,
thank you. Right. I mean, it just.
So I'm gonna try the bite, and I'm gonna try to give the listening audience the full experience, and then I'm gonna give my third grade level review of it after I take a bite. And tell me what this dish is that I'm taking a nibble out of right now.
This is the green chili pork.
Green chili pork. Okay. Enjoy this, America.
John slowly takes the fork up to his mouth. Mm. His eyes have glazed over. Mm.
I think we should leave that alone.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it has a tenderness to it. It just kind of, it literally like a marshmallow just melted in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The taste, it has like a very unique taste to it, but it's rich, yet it's savory.
Mm-hmm.
It has almost a little sweetness to it. I don't know what that is.
That's probably the crema as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounded a little bit like.
Never mind.
Not Harry met Sally, but John met Sally.
Yeah, for sure. We're in love. Yeah, if you guys can leave us alone, I'd really appreciate it.
Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
All right, we want to try some of these other tasty bites.
Absolutely.
I see around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, we have the Australian lamb chops with, those are just mashed potatoes?
It's served on mashed potato, yeah. Okay. And the good thing about lamb chops is they come with their own handle. So you just pick them up and
we call these the lollipop lamb chops on the happy hour menu. And like Glenn said, it's a mint sauce. It's sort of a play on an old English
sauce, yeah, which is vinegar. A vinaigrette, basically. But we emulsified it and gives it a bit of tang. It's a very English or Australian way of serving lamb.
Mm.
I hear some chewing over there.
Mm-hmm.
So the sauce is really amazing. I mean, that is subtle.
Get your own.
I'm going in for a lamb chop.
Get your own lollipop. And it's interesting that these are called lollipop lamb chops because, again, a little bit sweet.
Yep.
A little bit sweet.
I'm not sure that's where that came from, but I think it's because they come with a handle. But okay. I do like that that approach to it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, again, just melts in the mouth. I am, even though I am an American, and Mary had a little lamb, and we were taught not to eat Mary's little lamb. And I do have a daughter named Mary, so that kind of even would tie in on top of it. Yeah. But nonetheless, I love lamb. And and this is it's great.
Well,
yeah.
Being an Australian, they say that Australia was raised on the lamb's back because there's something like 200 million lamb sheep in Australia, and there's only 25 million people, and it's as big as the whole U.S. So I grew up eating lamb. It's a staple. In fact, there's a huge campaign around Australia Day in Australia about eating Aussie lamb, and it's a very funny series of commercials. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a chance to have a look at that on YouTube, it is hilarious.
Right.
Yeah, I was looking at something recently, a meme or something that was showing like a majority of the population of Australia live in like just a small area of the whole entire continent.
We live on the coast. It's all on the coast. I mean, why wouldn't you? We're a huge island, and So therefore, you know, our seafood is spectacular. Mm-hmm. Most of our beef and cattle and pork is raised, not so much the pork, but raised grass-fed. Mm-hmm. So it's very clean. It's a it's a beautiful country. In fact, we're a bit jet-lagged. We got back 2 days ago from Australia, which we enjoyed, and we sampled some really good stuff down there. We're going to bring some of those things to the Cork as we move along. Mm-hmm. Not massive changes at all. But one of the things that we are doing at the Cork is all of our seafood is wild-caught, sustainable seafood, which is a change I've made because I'm very precious about the oceans. Mm. As I was quoted once recently in an article, I'm also into deep-sea ocean photography, which I didn't know about.
Whoa.
Ah. Interesting. Some sort of misquote.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Talk. I'm eating. I'm sorry.
Go for it. There's plenty there.
Yeah. Well, we still haven't got to those shrimp yet. So won't you slide that this way for John to do his last tasty bite before we go to the next segment? Because we got about another 30 seconds before we get out of here. And you have to stop eating so I can enjoy this.
Yes.
And you got to do the close.
Absolutely. How is it?
No knives and forks.
No knives and forks. He's going all American with his fingers.
Oh, that's good. That's a good shrimp. And I got three more bites out of this one shrimp still to go.
So generous on the all the portions and those
absolutely.
Shrimps
it's absolutely
are huge.
Delicious.
I'm Wesley Source, host of the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be right back with Glenn Murphy and Sally Murphy, owners of the Cork, located in Wilmot and Pima. Here's some more from our sponsors, Bellows Gelato, Pitcher Rock Heating and Cooling, and so many more. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
You butchered that.
Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, with Pastor John McClain, and we're here with Stacy Sally and Glenn Murphy, the owners of the Cork.
She'd make a good Stacy too.
Yeah,
you know?
Stacy's not bad.
I had a best friend in elementary school named Stacy.
Okay.
We also have in studio with us today Sean Smiley of ercjunction.com.
Yes. Thanks for inviting me. Glad to be here.
Yeah? You enjoying that shrimp?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I don't know how much talking you're going to do for the rest of the show. I think you're just going to eat.
Well, I have a question. So the name of the restaurant, The Cork, I thought we were going to have a nice Cabernet or something here today.
You know, don't threaten me with a good time. we're just about to change our wine list, so you're welcome to come and do some samples with me.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. And officially, our name is The Cork Tucson, but because it's been... Mm-hmm. iterations of the Cork since originally it was the Cork and Cleaver, then it was the Tucson Cork,
right?
Then it was Jonathan's Tucson Cork,
right?
And now it's the Cork Tucson.
The Cork Tucson. Just the owners of the Cork Tucson, everybody.
Nice.
Here they are.
Nice.
Thank you so much for those bites, and we ate our way through that break, now we've got to actually talk to you about a few things, and just had a couple questions for you. Now let's get serious, right? No,
serious
I'm kidding.
Faces.
You know, and I got to say thank you, or a special thanks to our sponsors, Kiki Roger with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, that is vepremiumbeef.com, ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, and Jason with Cool View Glass Treatments, as well as Elizabeth with Bella's Gelato. Super excited that everybody's having so much fun with the show, and I can't wait to so many more shows. So
yeah, and it's a little frustrating to me how popular your show is becoming so quickly, because I worked really hard on my radio show to become popular, and it's not fun seeing you come up on my heels so easily.
I haven't slept in 4 months.
Okay, good. Now I'm okay with that. Because I sleep perfect.
I'm doing double time just to try to keep everything together, I think.
Okay.
No,
fair
I'm
enough.
Kidding. But
I think it's because of the co-host you have.
Yeah, that may be it.
Absolutely.
It may be your business. 100%.
With
coach.
The support. He's an amazing mentor, an amazing coach. And you're right. He actually has pulled me back from the edge a few times. I wanted to have a circus going during the radio show at one point. completely kidding, but
there was a few ideas in that vein. But I just try to shower you with positivity and steer you in a direction of productivity.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you come to the court, Tucson?
Absolutely.
So you've recently rebranded the Cork Tucson, you've been going around town. You've been making your rounds quite a bit, and you have plenty of spots, which is really exciting to see, because seeing the Cork come back to life and having that energy put back into it is really great.
Yes.
And as you told us in the last segment, you're staying true to your loyal customers.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
So tell us a little bit more about that. How are you going to do that with this amazing menu that you have?
You know, it's pretty easy because it's not broken. It's the old adage, you know, if it's not, what is it?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's hard for an Australian to come up with that sort of
Yeah, those idioms. Those American idioms get you every time. Yeah.
Strange language. But, you know, all we're doing, in fact, we're using a lot of Jonathan's recipes. Mm-hmm. We're tweaking some things. We've upped our grade of meat, so we're using really good quality meats, sustainable seafood, really fresh produce, and we're not messing with you. When you've got a restaurant that the number one selling item on the menu is sautéed mushrooms,
right?
Why would you change it?
that's a good point. Yeah, no, you like sautéed mushrooms on top of your steak? I mean, all I'm thinking about now, you're making me hungry again, and you just fed me.
But Wesley, honestly, people order these just as a starter.
Right.
Not even to put on anything.
Wow.
These sautéed mushrooms, go ahead and tell them.
It's a boat full of sautéed mushrooms. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what a boat is, but it's a small dish.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's like 30 mushrooms in there that have been sautéed in red wine. And
absolutely.
And butter,
every time I've
just
been
a little
in
bit of butter.
To the Cork, I have gotten sautéed mushrooms. So, yes, absolutely. That is that's exciting. Very exciting. You've been quoted saying that, we've already talked about that. You've been quoted saying that, actually, that you're going to stay true to the loyal customers, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
what's on the horizons for you guys?
Well, we're doing a bit of a revamp on the menu coming up. And we're adding a large bone-in pork chop. Which is really needed on the menu, because the only real pork we have on the menu is is the Wednesday happy hour, which you're eating right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're doing
slow cooked,
exactly.
Tender, melt in your mouth.
And we're known for game as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a game sampler, and believe it or not, we're going to put kangaroo on there, which is very, very common in Australia.
Kangaroo.
It's not gamey. It's like a very good quality filet mignon.
Okay,
really?
So it's very, very, it's tender. It's got to be served medium rare. If you go over that, it will tighten right up.
You're just teaching us so much today, man. We can just have you on every single week, just kind of like.
That's incredible.
If I'm teaching you, there's a problem.
We got a problem, my friend.
No, Glenn plays down his culinary skills. He first went into a commercial kitchen at 15.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
Which is... just yesterday, not really.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I could tell. Yeah.
Yeah, I've kind of been doing this a very long time, but we're super proud of the Cork. It's kind of like our living room. A lot of the regulars have become very good friends. It's one of those places that it fits like an old glove. You know, you walk in there and you're like, this makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I'm not really an old school kind of guy. I'm more in nouveau cuisine, but this is just so comfortable. And I think people love it.
I have so many more questions for you. I really do. I don't know if we have enough time.
Well, let's wait till next time we have them on the show.
Oh, there we go.
And let's have you tell our listeners where you're located at,
yes,
how they can get a hold of you, and what to expect.
Well, we are located where Pima hits Wilmot, where it turns into Tankaverde. We're behind the Jimmy John's. I don't know. Is that a free plug for Jimmy John's?
We'll get the paycheck from them. Don't worry about it.
But we have a new sign coming next week after the monsoon tore off our old sign.
Exciting.
So look for the Cork Tucson on the side of the road on Wilmot where Pima hits Wilmot.
It's taken me nearly 5 months to get it done, but it's arriving next week, thank God.
It'll be worth
Congratulations.
It.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then a phone number that they can get a hold of, just in case they have a hard time following you?
Oh, that's one that
call
you...
call ourselves, you know, Pastor John.
What about website?
We have a new website.
Okay.
CorkTucson.com. And we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook.
Yes, you are.
We're hard to miss.
Awesome.
Yep. I'm following them everywhere as well.
The Cork Tucson. And yeah, definitely if you're in there, I would ask to talk to them. They're very pleasant people. You guys are some of the most charming people we've had in the studio. So I appreciate your presence. Aww. We definitely have to
hang out more.
Have you in more for sure. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
We're available.
Do you do much with carry out?
A little bit, yeah.
Because I'm coming by after the show to pick up one or two or three of those to take home tonight.
And the Meatloaf Monday is very popular for that, too.
Okay. So,
And we'll turn the hot light on you real quick, Sean, just because I definitely have some questions about employee retention credit and how that works, and particularly with the employee, how does the ERC Junction help small businesses?
So we're based here in Tucson. We help clients nationwide. We've helped several hundred Tucson-based businesses.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Number one, determine if they qualify and then maximize that refund.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before the show. You were saying you thought maybe you didn't qualify?
Yeah.
And who told you that or what'd you hear?
Mm.
My very bad understanding of what it is. sorry, it's hard to talk with a mouthful of shrimp.
Yeah, it's so delicious.
Because it's a new company, even though we have lots of other companies, this is a new company that owns the Tucson Cork.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured during the pandemic I didn't have anyone to retain because I didn't own that business, therefore I wasn't qualified. Hopefully I'm wrong.
Well, if you owned other businesses, we can certainly look at that. One of the things we do is we'll evaluate it. If you don't qualify, there's no cost, and we offer that to any business.
Well, real quick, give an assessment of what is your traditional qualifying organization look like? What does that look like?
So there are four primary ways to qualify. Very quickly, it's they do something called a gross receipts test.
Okay.
So if their revenue declined by the requisite percentage, we can get into those details another time. The second way is if there were government mandates that restricted how you traditionally did business. So restaurants, for example, had to be shut down for 6 weeks, carry out only, and then at 50% capacity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
These are kind of mutually exclusive, so you don't have to do all of these. It's just hit any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a problem with supply chain, so if you couldn't get product due to the pandemic, if your suppliers were shut down, and then new businesses. So anybody after February 15th of 2020 may also qualify.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
And how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in checking out what you do?
Best way is to call me, 520-576-3524.
Say it one more time.
520-576-3524, or email Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at ercjunction.com.
Awesome. And that's ercjunction.com.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio today. This is the Tucson Tasty Show. A special thank you to our guests, Sean of ERC Junction, Glenn, Sally Murphy, the owners of the Cork Tucson, Kiki Rogers Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, that's vepremiumbeef.com, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rock Cooling, Heating and Plumbing, Cool View, and Bella's Gelato. I'm your host, Wesley Source. Stay tasty, Tucson, and we have a little more time, don't we?
Yeah, so y'all stay mayonnaise and mustard, and we'll catch up.
And we're taking away his mic privileges as of next show.
I wanted to say that so bad. So this is a Tasty Tucson show, or the Tucson Tasty Show, and we'll catch you guys next week.